was a Kanye West Super Bowl commercial that he claims was shot on his iPhone.
Right.
Paid $7 million for the
for 30 seconds of iPhone footage.
Great. This is an honest question. I'm not knocking anybody, but who wants to do business with Kanye West? Hey, everybody. Coming to you from NBA All-Star Week with the amazing Jennifer White, and super excited to entertain a conversation today about all things marketing and what's going on in the marketing world, how to get ahead of the curve so that everybody can get their message out to as many people as possible. So thanks for being with us and sharing your wisdom.
Thank you. Thanks for being with me and sharing your wisdom.
Absolutely.
Excited to be here.
Yeah.
So what are some of the things you think, especially in the world of marketing, are some of the innovations that we need to be aware of as we're looking forward? I know that there's so much out there with AI, but even just the way that we get our message out to people, what are some of the things that we need to be conscious of as far as innovations coming out?
It's really interesting, I think, going on right now, a trend for 2024, is we're moving backwards a little bit. I think it's across everything that we're doing. I think that there are so many innovations that have come out that people are getting overwhelmed by that. And so they're moving back to where we were probably 5 or 6 years ago. That's what I see.
Well, so like 5 or 6 years ago,
where were we? It was more about authentic marketing, more authentically telling your story, sharing who you are, what you do, versus just getting on a platform digitally and trying to be out there as much as you can. It doesn't matter what your message is or what you're trying to do. Ultimately, you're just trying to sell a product. But now more people are onto that, and they not only are interested in learning about your product, but who you are, why you are selling what you're selling, why you're in the business that you're in, why you love what you do, how did you get there? And I think it's really important to share more of that authenticity so that people can get to know who you are and want to do business with you. And I think there were a few years in there where everybody was just pushing, and we weren't getting to know who we were doing business with. And now we're back, and we were all in our houses, right? We were all in our houses during the pandemic. We're all online doing things. We're not out socially talking to people. And now we're building those relationships. We're trying to learn about who we want to do business with. And I think people are more discerning about who they want to do business with and why they want to do business with those people. And so I think from that standpoint, getting your message out there authentically, but then using these innovative channels and pushing that message out there through digital marketing, through social media, through, you know, you can hone your message using AI. You can use AI to help you from a time standpoint push more content out there so that you can get your message out there broader. But I think it's using today's innovations with our authentic self and our story for our brand too.
So I have lots of thoughts around this, but that's something. Well, let me
I don't
go.
Know if it's thoughts either.
They're thoughts. They're thoughts and questions. Curiosities. But we've noticed that actually in our own marketing, because for a long time, I feel like everybody was telling you it's all about like quantity. Mm-hmm. Get as much information out there as possible. Get tons of things out on the daily. Don't stop. Push. And now I think what you're saying, what we're seeing is it's about the quality of the stuff that you're putting out. And when I say quality, I don't mean necessarily like the professionalism quality produced, but the quality of the message.
Of the message and the content.
Right. And so I know that a lot of people struggle with actually being able to articulate their message in a way that translates from, you know, the essence of who they are and what they're trying to do through a camera, through social media, to be able to get to the person they're trying to serve. So how do you help them craft that? Because I imagine that's important.
It is. One of the things that we start with is we actually put together a marketing roadmap. We call it our Rise roadmap. And we actually talk to them about what their goals are. Why are they doing what they do? So we ask all those questions that people want to know that they haven't really thought through. And then we craft their message to put it out to the world so that we can attract more people into their world.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's my thoughts. And so this is less technical. So we're at NBA All-Star Week. Last week was Super Bowl. I have not seen, so full disclosure, but there was a Kanye West Super Bowl commercial that he claims was shot on his iPhone.
And right.
He paid $7 million
for 30 seconds of iPhone footage.
Yeah. So this is an honest question. I'm not knocking anybody, but who wants to do business with Kanye West? Like, so is that like what, is like, is it a shtick? Like, is it like, hey, I'm just going to show the world this side of me? And so that speaks to your point, right? Less production.
Right.
I'm just going to make this.
Authentic message. But,
well, then you said people are more discerning. Yeah. I mean, and there's a section of people. I mean, obviously, the answer, it's rhetorical. Right. The answer is a lot of people want to do business with Kanye.
Right.
But sometimes, like, when you say, like, be your true authentic self, I mean, does that mean, like...
But that's also Kanye's brand, right?
Well, that's my question.
Getting on an iPhone and paying $7 million.
But what about the...
The thing about Kanye is that, like, us, right? We grow and we shift in what we do. Mm-hmm. And... there are things that he's doing to grow and shift. Mm-hmm. There also are things that he's done that he has to figure out, okay, how can I really share what's happened in the past and where I'm going in the future?
So is that the allure? Is that what you mean by your true authentic self? Is that what you mean? Like the good, the bad, the ugly, it's okay. I'm going to misstep.
And if you think about the Super Bowl ads that were out there, there are motions in the Super Bowl ads that ran this year than I've seen in a long time. It's going back to drawing on people's emotions. And why is it that I'm going to get drawn into what they're selling? It's all through emotion. And advertising and marketing all pulls at that emotion. Mm-hmm. But in the most recent past, we haven't. It's been like stuff and production and, you know, how put out there on all the different channels, right? And now people are looking at what's going to attract you to my product or my message because of the emotion that I'm bringing, the authenticity that I'm bringing. And you're drawing me into it, right? Versus just throwing stuff at me that I might remember.
Well, and I think, you know, because we talk to people a lot about this concept and there's so much hesitation and resistance around it because people don't want other individuals to see that much of their life. They get worried about judgment. They get worried about, oh, like that's my like private life. I don't want everybody to know my failures, my triumphs. And so a lot of people, they actually don't put themselves out there because of that hesitation. But what I'm hearing you say is that it's actually a necessary component if they're trying to grow their business. What do you say to them?
Yeah, I absolutely believe that because I think that people are more in relationship with people that actually have gone through those ups and downs of what they're sharing, right? I don't want to just see somebody flashing their $800,000 car or their Louis Vuitton or their, you know, all kinds of what they're doing. I want to know how they got there because they weren't always here. So if I'm going to relate to you here, I need to relate to you from where you came from because I may be experiencing those same things and want to grow. And so that's how you draw people into your story and be able to share that brand and how you got from point A to point Z, right?
Well, that's interesting because then, I mean, and you brought up a good point. I was thinking about the Dunkings too.
I think everybody's thinking about it.
Well, it was a great commercial. They're, you know, way outside of their comfort zones. It's not like them just being like, hey, just show your true authentic self. I mean, I'm sure there was an element.
Yeah,
just, these are friends and they're, you know, doing their...
They're all from Boston.
Boston definitely came out.
But here's what I think is interesting is that there was donuts or coffee, right? They weren't like selling a thing. It was actually just like a, hey, look at us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this inside look. One of the things I think that a lot of people struggle with, especially when we talk about marketing and especially on this topic of showing your true authentic self, putting yourself out there, following that trend of going backwards in time a little bit, underproducing intentionally. But then everybody's like, yeah, but what about the thing? Like I have to tell them about my gizmo. I have to tell them about my service. And we get trapped just always talking about the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we lose sight of, you know, the Dunkings or any part of that that's fun, the part of showing, maybe some wins and some losses. Because I think, you know, that's when you said like, oh, the $800,000 car, the reason why they're doing that is enough to like basically prove, hey, I'm right, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. What do you say to those people that just only want to talk about how right they are and the thing that they do? They're just constantly, they're actually, it's interesting too, because I'd love to get your take on this. They're constantly using marketing as a sales tool.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's a fad. I'd say then you're going to be a fad.
Mm-hmm. You're short-lived if you do that.
Yep, you're going to be a fad. You're going to be short-lived. And you can do that if that's what you're comfortable with, but it's not going to get you very far. So if you only want to live in that moment to sell that thing for the next month, 2 months, 3 months, year, versus having a brand that is lasting, then you need to come back and look at how you got from here to there.
I love it. The last couple minutes here. What's more important, marketing or sales, and why?
I think you need marketing in order to make those sales.
Why is
because
that?
It brings people to you in order to make those sales. Now, I think that is true.
I love it. What do you think?
Marketing. Marketing creates awareness. You need awareness of who you are, what you do, your authentic self, in order to get exposure to the brand and the service to sell it.
I agree.
I know.
And thanks so much for sharing your thoughts on this. I love that about the innovation is actually going backwards.
You know,
it's super interesting.
And actually, I have one last question before we go. How far backwards do you think we will actually go? Because we've been hearing a lot about even people going back and starting to use direct mail again.
I have a client that does that. I do. Mm-hmm. I have a client that does direct mail right now. They're an investment company out in California. They have a circle of people and they send postcards all the time. Realtors do it too. I tend to throw those in the trash, right?
I do too, yeah.
But I think I think people want to get back to like basics. Like we're going in a direction that people are a little fearful of going. Yeah. And so they're holding on to like what they know.
I love that.
Well, I think on that direct mail, the mailbox is a wide open channel.
It is opportunity.
I would, and so I agree. Realtors do that, but it's a postcard of like a house or like, here's what's sold.
It's not showcasing their authentic self who they are.
I would go down to the store. Okay, this can't cost very much. I would buy keys and I'd just have them made, or I mean, find old keys, and I would send a key in mail, and I would just put a handwritten note and say, is this your house key? Mm-hmm. And then I'd put my phone number, and then if they called, I'd say, oh no, I mean your next home. I found this key and I was thinking this might be your next home. You know, I'm a realtor. Yeah. And so if you are thinking about moving, right, so that's what I would do.
I like it.
It initiates that conversation though.
Yes. And that connection, you have an automatic connection. It's an emotional thing. Is that my house key? Right.
And if it's not like my key too, it's somebody's key, I would think. So I might.
Right.
Because I was like, well, it's not my key, but this is somebody's key. And now they're giving me someone else's house key. And I would say like, no, I think that's actually your house key.
Back to basics, showcasing who you are.
Everything old is new again. That should be the title of this episode.
Yeah, that's Everything old is new again.
There it is.
Love it.
Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody, for joining us from NBA All-Star Week with the amazing Jennifer White. Look her up. If you want to bring everything old and make it new again in your business, make sure that you connect with her.
Thank you.
Awesome job.
Appreciate it.